There's a very toxic narrative out there, a viral one to be exact. Words that turn into day-to-day language on the news, in all conversations, in our homes even. We might want to be aware of the monster we're actually creating by pronouncing those words. Let's hear them one last time. He died from coronavirus. Or X people died from coronavirus. Is it so? My name is Camille, you're listening to Cosmic Dynamics, 5 minutes of exploration on art, change, and the music of the universe. The stories we tell, the words we choose, shape reality. You heard this somewhere, I'm sure. Yes? Maybe? Take problem solving, for instance. If you fail at formulating the problem, you fail at solving it. Yes? Makes sense? Okay, now let's use our imagination for a minute. Imagine that you developed the addictive habit of crossing the highway, eyes closed. Starting from one side of the road, you close your eyes, take a deep breath, and you go for it. You walk, until the other side. Hopefully. You do it every day until you get hit by a car, of course. Now, what should the article say on the newspaper? How should people report the situation? What's the story? He was hit by a car? He died in traffic, or his habit of crossing the highway, eyes closed, finally killed him. You see where I'm going with this? The problem is not that there was a car coming fast. It's a highway, so. The problem is this strange habit of crossing the highway, eyes closed. Would you agree? Does it make sense? Now, if this was happening 1,000 times a day in your country, drastic measures trying to address the root cause of the problem would focus on the question, why is this happening, right? If the stories in the media, in the scientific community, and in society are constantly spreading the words, he got hit by a car. Another 10 people got hit by a car. Over the last weeks, 1,523 people got hit by a car, and 1,034 died. Or China is now reaching 25,000 deaths from car accidents on highways across the country. What is the problem that you cognitively identify when you hear and tell that story? Cars and highways, right? Because this is the framing of the conversation. Should we forbid cars and highways then? This sounds absurd, I know, but not more absurd than what we hear every day. Think about it. He died from coronavirus. The virus doesn't kill. Who said that? Think about it. Flip it upside down. 7,783,700,000 people did not die from coronavirus over the last few months. Is the problem the fact that there are viruses on planet Earth? Or is the problem that some people are vulnerable to viruses, and all the wise, they are vulnerable? Would this virus be a problem at all in a society where everyone is healthy physically, mentally, their soul is healthy, everyone has access to prevention measures, to decent healthcare? Ah, maybe not. Should we put all our hopes on a vaccine until the next virus? Or should we put our focus on our vulnerabilities as individuals and as a society? All we actually need to do is pick the right words. The cosmos has a good sense of humor, asking us to cover our mouth with an accessory that also pulls our ears forward, like if we had to better listen to ourselves. Today I'm featuring the work of German artist 1010, who made an escape route in the ground besides the highway in Paris in 2015. A sort of vortex painted as a trompe-l'œil, showing us there is a much more colorful way out of this madness. Oh, that's how I read it, at least. Links in the notes, let me know your thoughts. Let's reframe all stories around us, all the time. It's our responsibility, isn't it?